Holland, we are offered 15 minutes to consider this report. I have received one amendment to this report. Councillor Lazarajar to move amendment G.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I see from paragraph 15 of the report that every time we meet as a chamber, it costs £12,500. That is a lot of money. We quite often hear talk about the average wages in this borough. £12,500 is a lot of money. You, therefore, have a public duty to get value for that money. Yet you want to waste it by purposely cutting a council meeting short just so that the mayor's reception can commence. No wonder you want a new rooftop wine terrace bar last year. You obviously knew you were going to be prioritising parties over council business. We all know that you love the jollies, and that's fine if drinking is important to you, but when it comes at the expense of democracy and value for money, it is bang out of order. At constitutional council meetings, we made changes to the constitution that affect every other meeting of this council. I know they are not headline grabbing in themselves, but they affect the way that we debate the things that are important to people in this world. Your report explicitly says any other business would be voted on without debate. Yet another example of you shutting down debate because you can't stand to be held to account. When you were cutting community councils 2 years ago, you defended it, saying you were increasing the number of council assembly meetings. Now you want to cut one so you can all start drinking area. It shows what farce your democracy commission was. If you vote this through, constitutional matters will now be debated at the end of the meeting, like at this point in the meeting where we are now. We're all tired. Our focus has been on deputations. Councillor John, you won't be paying attention when the mayor called your name in the last debate. Right?
Can you all listen to the debate and address it to the mayor and stop arguing amongst yourself across the bench because it doesn't make any dividends? Thank you.
I think your attitude right now is proving that constitutional matters are extremely unlikely to get proper attention at the end of the council meeting, and yet their implications could be huge, Madam Mayor. I know you're all told how to vote, but I also know that we are all individuals. And if you as individuals vote this through, it will send a very clear message to the press and to everyone in this borough that you don't care about democracy, you don't care about taxpayers in this borough, you don't care about value for money. And all that you do care about is the jollies.
Madam Mayor, what can I add to that? Can I move it? Can I move that members support the amendment? Thank you.
I've got two people indicated to speak. Councillor Dan Garvey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Rajan, if you think democracy is important, you have just all been sitting there playing bingo all night. And this meeting is a serious meeting of the council. So I would take this one seriously before you start criticising other meetings of this council. Furthermore, I am dismayed, but I'm not surprised that the opposition have actually reneged on changes decided at constitutional steering panel. Because if you'd actually already agreed to this, as had the Tories. Basically, annual meeting of council, it was changed, I believe, by the previous administration. And what we're trying to do here, if you'd actually read the paper rather than focusing on the headline of drinks party, is actually to make an annual meeting that passes business. This means now that we can pass constitutional business throughout the year. And also, I don't know whether you've noticed that the annual meeting is actually the most popular meeting of the council. I mean, we have slightly more people in attendance than there are now. That's not what we're talking about, Councillor Shaw. We're talking about the annual meeting of the council. Read the amendments.
Councillor.
Read the amendments. So, I mean, you know, we do have to respect the civic function of this borough. People do respect municipal history and municipal traditions. and we still have to get constitutional business through, and this is what this report does. So I'm very sad to see that perhaps next time you send your whip in to a great business, he does agree it for you. You might want to tell him that you're gonna maybe change your mind at full council afterwards.
Well, I can say that I haven't been playing any bingo back here, though there may have been a few other people doing that. And I can also say that whatever my whip has agreed, I've unagreed it. sorry about that submission, but the fact is that I was whip for a number of years in a council where no party held majority control. And one of the few things I was conscious of was actually the importance of ensuring that both the opposition parties had the opportunity to debate things like constitutional procedure. And it may sound very dull to lots of people who want to go off and have a drinks reception and so on and so forth. But this is a particular time when actually changes to the constitution should be debated, and there should be the opportunity to debate them in a proper way, because this is how the council should be run. And to actually impose ability will inevitably result, whether you like it or not, in business being guillotined off and not fully debated. And that is going to be the consequence of this. I think it is a core, I'll be generous, I mean others have said it is shocking, but I think it's a core decision and will result in poor decision making on issues which actually are quite important to the governance of this local authority. So I cannot support this proposal.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. My counterpart opposite seems to have completely missed the point of the Constitutional Steering Panel. The Constitutional Steering Panel does not actually decide anything. What it does is allow things to come forward to Council Assembly, which is the decision-making body. And I was very happy to let this come through because it totally embodies the Labour values here in Southwark. Wine terraces, drinks parties, jollies, trips to Cannes, Olympic tickets, constant lunches with developers. These are the values that come from the top of the Labour Party opposite. And it's really good, and I'm sure that the press will love this one, that this is, you know, that they want to make sure they can finish a meeting in half the normal time just so they can get to a drinks party. So yes, Madam Mayor, I was very happy to let this come forward for consideration by this meeting, because it just shows what this Labour Party is all about.
I'm really disappointed in the way this discussion is developing. And I was going to have something. Oh, please.
Will you speak up?
Sorry. I will speak up and I will carry on. I am very, very disappointed that you wish to characterise this as some sort of drink party. Can you be quiet, please? As some kind of drink party and some form of jolly. I, for one, have a long standing involvement in local government and its traditions. I think it's only right and proper that we celebrate the mayor making, and we celebrate the making of the first citizen who is going to preside over us, God knows why they want to, for the whole year. And I think it is only right and proper that their families should come here and celebrate it at the same time. I only think it's right and proper that the public should come here and celebrate with us. There is plenty of time during the rest of the year to put on our hair shirts, stop playing word bingo, stop shouting at each other and bawling, to actually conduct some real business about developing the values that we would like to see here that protect the vulnerable, support our police, and give a future to our children. Those are the important things, not discussing whether a celebration for the first citizen is a jolly or whether it is a proper marking of respect for that for the first citizen. I think you really need to consider your positions. You are in a very difficult position insomuch as you are supporting Simon Hughes and his government. Madam Mayor, I rest my case. I am done. Councillor Gettlestone is happy, and I just think that is a despicable act of disrespect. I sit down with my despair.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As Councillor Garfield pointed out, the combination of mayor-making and constitutional council was an innovation of the last administration, and I think a wholly unsatisfactory one, because you have the first part of the meeting where the new mayor is appointed, ceremonially, effectively, and then you're always faced, and we were faced with several unsatisfactory meetings during the last administration, but the new mayor would want to go off, entertain their guests who had travelled, but they couldn't. They had to come back after what we were told would be 5 minutes, but that would extend to about half an hour, and eventually they would come back in, but their interest would be on carrying on celebrating their appointment with their family and friends, and quite rightly so. I could see Councillor Hook nodding in agreement with what I'm saying. So the Constitutional Council was being bolted on to the end of the civic mayor-making. It's a very unsatisfactory bit of business. Now, the council's constitution has been changed to permit us to change the constitution at any other meeting during the course of the year. Therefore, there is not the need for us to go through laboriously every constitutional change which has been brought forward in the course of that previous 12 months at Constitutional Council. It seems to me, therefore, it must be within all of our wit and possibility of potential as human beings to do the bit of business that we need to do within an hour and a half, so that we can then allow the new first citizen to celebrate their appointment. Councillor Robinson says, gosh, you know, democracy will fall, the heavens will fall, because we will not be debating until 10 o'clock. What is the magic in 10 o'clock? When I first became councillor in 2002, meetings went on way past midnight. The guillotine didn't even exist. It was only your invention that there's a guillotine at 10 o'clock at all. You know, so if you're arguing against the guillotine for 8:30, why don't we argue against the guillotine at 9 or 9:30 or 10 o'clock? What's the magic in that or any given point in the evening? It doesn't seem to me that our decision making is improved by decisions being taken at 5 to 10 rather than 5 past 10, at 25 past 8 rather than 8:30. It's all a nonsense. Therefore, let us get on. We have an additional council meeting in our calendar in any event. We have an additional council meeting in our calendar in any event. Democracy is also about electing the first citizen of our borough council as mayor. You stood up not 3.5 hours ago and told us that history was important to our boroughs. Well, making the mayor is also important history in our borough council, our son, right? So be consistent for once.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I'll try and take some of the heat up this, because one of the problems in the way this report has come to us this evening, at 10:30, a decision we actually get to make in this chamber, comes to us very late in the evening. And the report came very late to Constitutional Steering Panel. So my understanding was there were 2 days' notice between the papers coming to the panel of whips and the whips having the discussion. Now, that doesn't seem to me a very good way to change the way meetings are run in this borough. It seems to me if you spring a report on the people with this suggestion,
you lose the chance to get good ideas. Now, I actually happen to agree with Councillor John that I don't think the mayor-making combined with the Constitutional Council did work particularly well. However, my suggestion would not have been to curtail the business of the council meeting and the chance for councillors to make decisions. My suggestion might have been to do the mayor-making at a different time, possibly at the same time as civic awards, because that's a civic event, meeting together, there's celebration, you're already spending money on refreshments, and all that. But actually, there was no chance to have a discussion like that, because certain control freaks want to put papers at the last minute to say this is the way things should be done, and I think there's a real missed opportunity in that. And what will happen is we will end up losing a chance to debate the way democracy works in this borough once a year. I think actually it's really important that you do look at the big picture of how decisions are made, and it is a huge waste of 12.5 grand to have a meeting which is curtailed so people can go off and have a drinks party. I'm really sorry it's happened like this, and this is where we're having the debate, and I hope that, I assume this will go through, but I hope that actually the Whips will be able to look at other options that maybe are less about councillors escaping for drinks and more about how we do things in a proper business-like way. Yeah.
Thank you. The time allowed for this item was handy. We will now vote on Amendment G and then the substantive. All those in favour of Amendment G? All those against? Any abstentions? Amendment G is lost. I shall now move to the substantive. All those in favour, substantive. All those against? Any abstentions? The substantive is carried.